The following is an interview with Desiree Tremblay-Giroux, a coordinator with the Pontiac Maison des Jeunes, talking about the year-end barbecue at their Campbell's Bay location, which took place on June 14th, as well as their upcoming summer camp.
So could you start off by explaining a little bit about what's going on here this evening?
So this evening, our Maison des Jeunes in Campbell's Bay is having a fundraising barbecue, which is our end-of-season party, per se. We have bouncy castles, we have face painting, we have Barbe de Papa from Tim Ferrigan. He kindly came over voluntarily and donated his cotton candy machine. We have a DJ, mini putts, and also all our participants who have been coming throughout the year were invited. And also our participants from summer camp are coming to celebrate and to also meet their animators for the summer.
So this is kind of a wrap-up of your school year program here after school and then sort of the beginning of your summer programming. Could you explain a little bit about what exactly you guys do during the school months here?
So during the school months at the center here, we offer 4 evenings a week of animation. We also hire teen animators to help with the youth, and we have various activities, whether it be sports, outside, in the rink, skateboarding, ice skating. We have dances, we have themed cooking nights, movie nights, just a little bit of a mix of a pot. And the youth are the ones who give us the ideas of what programming they want to see in the youth centers.
And so this is a kind of a new one here in Campbell's Bay. It just got set up, what, it was a few years ago, or?
During the pandemic. Actually, we opened it up when we were able to, and so I'm going to have to say this is the 3rd summer it's open.
And could you describe sort of how it's progressed, like the number of kids and the number of activities and that sort of thing? Has it been improving over the years here?
Absolutely. So our numbers, the residents, and also local municipalities, youth from local municipalities come here too. We see between... depends on the evening, from 15 to 30 kids a night. It depends on the weather, and it also depends on what programming is going on. So roughly, I have not a total calculation for you.
So can you describe a little bit about what's coming up here for the summer months as well?
For the summer months, the municipalities of Campbell's Bay and Litchfield have asked us to host a summer camp for them. Which is 7 weeks, starting on June 26th till the second week of August. And we're hosting a full-time day camp, which registration is still open. There are still spots available, and it is open to all municipalities. And that's for youth aged 5 to 12.
Can you describe, it's weekly 8 to 5 or 8 to 3 or something along those lines? Or what's the schedule like?
So it's 9 to 4, and there's daycare before from 7:30 to 8:45, and afterwards from 4 to 5. And we do various local trips within the municipality, and then we also go to different excursions like Leslie Park or the park at Pont Rouge, and the movies, different outings like that.
All kinds of different stuff. And is the registration free, or is it...
So weekly it's $80. And the daycare is $25 a week.
So relatively subsidized there, I guess, by the municipalities as well. And yes. So what's your numbers limit for the summer camp here?
Our maximum is 40 kids for the summer per week.
Is that roughly what you had in previous years here?
Yes, that's what we had in previous years. And it's a good amount, and we're also able to hire local... teens to help out with the camp, and they gain experience from the summer.
I know there's some issues here with the busing in the region with the strike going on or still going on, and with it's kind of up in the air whether it's going to be back by the summer. It's not looking great. So can you talk a little bit about the transportation here and how you guys are handling that for this summer?
So usually we depend on the school buses to bring us around on our outings to go to various places. And this year we'll be collectively using our Maison des Jeunes vehicles, possibly borrowing another organization's van, and also contacting transport action to help us out. The bus strike does put a little bit of a damper because we don't have regular transportation to rely on. So this year we're planning more as a stay-in outing, like a staycation kind of thing. So we'll be having more guests and doing various trips within the municipality and staying close to home.
Just getting creative to get yes. around this situation.
Well, we're bringing the outings to the camp. So it'll be interesting and a big surprise for all the campers.
And as far as the summer camp program, is it just for Campbell's Bay? Do you guys operate in other communities as well here?
We also have a summer camp in Mansfield, which we partner with the French elementary school, Je Cultive Malon. And those participants are selected throughout the school. And that runs, I believe, for 6 weeks. All information can be found on our Facebook page, or they can contact us at the office.
And just to wrap up here, you guys are also kicking off your softball league, I believe, right now, too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, so softball is intermunicipal, so the teams go from different municipalities playing different teams. The registration is tonight and tomorrow, and we also have an online registration form. The membership is $50, and it's from ages 4 to 17.
Anything else there to add, if you wanted to, about your upcoming activities?
Stay tuned to our Facebook page for more news coming up.